Good morning. Good morning, Fran. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Fran. How are you today?
Good. It's Fran. It's Fran Chappell and Terry Doherty, and Terry is the one with the deep voice. Okay.
That's what they say.
Thank you for clearing that up.
All right. So now let's talk a little bit about what's going on, because Kentucky Derby Day is coming up, and of course Gear Village is always the host for the Exchange Club and the Rotary Club to put on your big event.
That's correct, and it's a very special day and enjoyed by families, and we encourage a lot of families to come, because it's just a great day, the celebration of the Derby itself. And we're calling it the Kentucky Derby Social this year instead of Run for the Roses, but we've been doing it now, Fran, how many years?
About 100. I'm not quite sure, but it's been many years. I've been involved for about 3 years now, and it's Terry said, it's a fun event. You get to dress up, and we have prizes for the best dressed couple and the best hat. And, you know, really it's a celebration, too, for our high school students. We raise funds for the scholarships, and, you know, just one of the ways that we try to be involved with our youth in the community and to support them.
So let's talk a little bit about the particulars, how people can go, how much it costs, and what the particulars are of the actual day.
Well, the doors open at 4:30 p.m. at Gear Village, the Hollenbeck Room. Tickets are $25 in advance or $35 at the door. The food is pretty amazing that Gear Village offers, and they have mint juleps, and like I said, the food is wonderful. The prizes are amazing. People in the community have really stepped up and helped us out with the auction prizes. Terry, maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the prizes. I know you're very excited about the Nantucket trip.
Yeah. We have some great gifts that are given, as Fran says, from so many of the vendors and individuals in our communities. And we have silent and live auctions. And the silent auctions, you know, are done by writing in your name, number, whatever. And then the live auction are for some of the trips we have, and there's going to be a hole-in-one hole-in-one item that'll be given this year too, which is going to be very, very special.
You know, I can tell you it's been around a long, long time, because I remember the very first event, because I helped set up the big screen TV with the staff there for the first event. So it's got to be well over 10 years now, easy.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's very special, very special.
And the great thing about having it at Gear is, like you say, Sam and the staff, they have incredible food that they put out, and it's a great space. And by the way, folks, it's handicapped accessible, because there's elevators that takes you to the second floor, so you don't have to worry about that. And it really is a nice place to have an event and to watch the Kentucky Derby, and also help the Exchange Club and the Rotary Club.
That's right. It's our second for Exchange. It's our second biggest fundraiser of the year. And I will just follow up and comment on that too, Marshall. The food at the Gear Village is just incredible, the job they do. It's just so very, very special. People always exclaim over it, because there's always unusual items and everything. They do a heck of a job. Kevin O'Connell has done a... I always like to describe him as a gift to Gear and a gift to the community. He does so much for community events and whatever, and running a great place over there.
Well, I was going to butt in here, and you both can chime in after I say what I'm going to say. Events like this are made possible because of the generosity of the full staff, right from the very top, right on through at Gear. And Gear is fighting. Gear Village is fighting for its financial life right now, with having its maybe its 501c3 revoked by the town of Canaan. And if people out there don't understand how important GEAR is, not only for GEAR Village and GEAR Nursing and Rehabilitation and the care it takes of your family and friends and neighbors, GEAR opens up its campus for nonprofits all the time. You guys can take this over, because how much would it cost to have this at a private location?
Yeah, can you imagine? And we know just what the differences would be. And it is an interesting thing going on. We don't know what the results are right now, because it wasn't put in that they not be charged this big amount of money.
Well, I just think it's great, because, Fran, we could talk a little bit about first about the Rotary Club and what you do for the community and for the money that you raise at large, first of all.
Right. Well, just another piece I wanted to add about GEAR Village is I'm also the director of the Canaan Child Care Center, and we have a great intergenerational program. So we visit GEAR a couple times a month. And like you said, the doors are always open. We have a very small facility at the Canaan Child Care Center, so they let us use the facility also for our parent conferences. You know, just anything that we need, they're there for us. And like I said, Kevin O'Connell, he really makes things happen. And even for this event, we know that it's going to be very little effort on our part the day of the event for setting up the room, and you know, they take care of all of that.
Well, once also going back to you, Terry, you guys have your regular Exchange Club meetings there at GEAR.
We do. The Exchange Club meets for twice a month, dinner meetings. Rotary does as well, meets there weekly, their meetings and our luncheons. And it's always so interesting, people, when they come for the first time, how they will exclaim about the food. It's a very, very special place in the town. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And also just thanking all the businesses in town for supporting this event. We go from, you know, Millerton to like Riley's Furniture and, of course, Kane and Lakeville Salisbury. I mean, everybody is so generous. Just the gift certificates for the golf and massages and goods. And it's really pretty amazing when it comes to our youth. Everybody just kind of steps up and they do what they can do to support this event and the students in the area.
All right, so once again, let's go over all the particulars for people listening and how they can get tickets and what's included once again and the time and date and everything.
Okay, so it's this coming Saturday, May 5th, at GEAR Village in the Hollenbeck Room. Doors open at 4:30, and tickets can be purchased in advance for $25. At the doors, $35. Checks can be made payable to the Salisbury Rotary Foundation or Exchange Club of Canaan. What else do we need to know? And for more information, you can call 860-393-9171 or purchase tickets at the door at KentuckyDerbySocial.com.
And what's great about this is for your $25 or $35 ticket donation, you're going to have a hell of a time with a lot of great people, a lot of great food, see the Kentucky Derby, and also help two great organizations that give back to the community 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, thank you for that. That's very nice, Marshall. And the interesting thing is 100% of the net proceeds go towards local charities and scholarships. And it's just very special.
All right, guys, thanks for joining me early this morning on the Breakfast Club.
Yes,
thank you, Marshall.
That's great. Thank you very much, Miles.
We'll see you. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. And are you going to be riding around with the top down?
Of course, I will.
It's
supposed to be.
And you will be with us, Marshall.
I will try. I'll try to stop by and say hello to you on Saturday. Absolutely.
That's great.
All right, guys.
Great.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That is a great fundraiser that is put on by both the Rotary Club and the Exchange Club in Canaan at GEAR Village.